Aleishur Chelek Beis Reish Pei Vav. The 16th chapter is entitled Emunah. The author says, Anachnu makirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch shalosh hisgaluyos. We recognize, we learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu through three revelations. Beriyas Olam, he is revealed through the creation of the world. Matan Tira, that event. Vegeula HaAchrona, and the final salvation. When it comes to the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed through his accomplishments, through the deeds. In the Bria we see his wisdom and his chesed, but he remains hidden. We see the consequences of his actions. We see his actions, but he himself remains hidden. Still, it's sufficient if one reflects deeply on the Bria, to reach Emuna and high levels in Avodas Hashem. This was the path in fact of the Avos, as Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He writes, Kevan shenigmal eisan ze, once Avraham Avinu was weaned, yischil sheitet bedaatoi, his mind started wandering, v'hu katan, he was still very young, v'yischil achshev bayom uvalayla, thinking, contemplating, day and night, v'ayat tameya, he was perplexed, he'ach efshah sheyegalgal hazeh noheg tamid, all these cycles in nature, v'lo yelo manhigu miyesabev v'yisei, who drives this system? Ki efshah sheyesabev esatzmoi. It's impossible for these cycles to drive themselves. He had no teacher. He had no mentor, we would say. He was sunken, literally, in Ur Kasdim, among heathens, and it's not just those around him, his own family, his father and mother, all among idolaters, who oived imahem, he participated in the avoda. Veliboy meshaitet umevid, but his heart was searching, understanding. Ad she sig derech haemes, until he perceived the path of truth. Vivin kavatzedek, he understood the line of righteousness. Mitivunosai nechona, out of his own understanding. Veyada, and then he came to understand, to know. Sheyesham elika echad, that there exists one God. Vuman higa galgal. He's the one who drives the systems, who created everything, and that in all reality, in all existence, there's no God bar him. End of quotation. What Avraham Avinu recognized is that the Creator is also the one who guides the world, continues to guide it, and supervises it. The Umois, the other nations, knew at the outset the Creator. It's only afterwards that their emunah became frayed, it became weakened. And then they began serving, worshipping forces, they served whatever forces represented, the stars and other powers that are active in the world. As the Rambam continues to describe over there, it's only the Avos who reached pure emuna and then they handed over each one in turn to the children. That's the first form of hisgalus. The second form of hisgalus, b'ma'amad har Sinai hisgala HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmoi. So not through his actions here, like in the creation of nature of the world. In Ma'amad HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was revealed, Bo'omroi lichlal Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, when he said to Klal Yisrael, I am Hashem, your God, V'chol aser sadibrois, ponim befanim diber Hashem imachem bahar mitoch ha'esh. As the pasuk says in Va'eschanan, face to face, Hashem spoke to you in the mountain from the fire. So we go back to the Bria again. The 10 statements, this is of course from Pirkei Avos, the 10 statements with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the author will now explain what that means. He's quoting the Midrash in Midrash Tehillim, commenting on Psukim in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. The Pasuk there says, your statement stands in the heavens. And Chazal asking here, what does that mean? Ezu davar nitzav b'shamayim. What is this that stands in the heavens? Ela homar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al ma shamayim omdim. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, on what do the heavens stand? What supports the heavens? Al oisu davar she'omati. It stands on that statement that I made. Yehi rekiah b'seich hamayim v'hichein. Let there be a heavens. Let there be a heaven. Uchsiv ki hu amar v'yehi. Similarly, the pasuk there in Bereshis. Not Bereshis. The pasuk that says, hu amar v'yehi. He said, and it became so. Oisu davar she'omar hu asa. Lachen ema hu tziva v'yamoid. Therefore, the psukim say, he instructed and it stood, it endured. Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. Other psukim indicate it's like the word of Hashem that produces the heavens. Uv oisei davar shebara oisan boyam omdim leolam. In that same statement with which he created them, he also makes them endure. Lechach neman, this is the answer to our original question. Leolam Hashem dvarcha nitzav bashamayim. Your word stands in heaven. So the author now elaborates a little bit. Hari dvar Hashem yehirakia. When Hashem, so to speak, uttered this statement, let there be a rakia, nislabesh b'shamayim gashmi. That statement, so to speak, took on physical form. It garbed itself in physical garb, umkayam usam, and makes the heavens endure. That's as far as the Bria. Loichen aseres adibrois shigiu elenu bli shum hislabshus. So aseres adibrois matan Torah are not like that. It's not that the statement takes on physical form. It remained as is without any physical manifestation. V'klal Yisrael kibel oisan b'nevuah. Klal Yisrael received these 10 statements at Har Sinai through nevuah. V'hein nechkeku b'sech libayis shishim reboish shamdu lifnei Har Sinai. It was carved into the hearts of the 60 myriad who stood by Har Sinai. So it seems to be a higher level in that these words did not mislabesh in something physical. They remained as they are. His galus zeis ischila Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom behar chorev mitoch hasneh. So this revelation of Har Sinai began with Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Chorev from the burning bush. Venimishcha b'mitzrayim ba'aseres hanisim hagloyim uvikriyas yam suf. It continued in Mitzrayim with the 10 makois and kriyas yam suf. V'higeh lesi'ah b'matan Torah. It reached its peak at Matan Torah. Sheina ha'emunah mevuseses al hisgalus zeis. So the emunah based on this revelation is different from the one which is based on the creation of the world. Ki ka'amu, as we said in the beginning, sham hu yisbarach hu mistateh. In the Bria, Hashem is hidden. V'ilukan hu be'atzmo yisgala. Here, at Matan Torah, he is revealed. Harashba mev'er hevdel ze bevayur shel nusach ha'kiddush b'leil Shabbos. The Rashba explains this difference when he's explaining the formula for Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. It's a curious point over here. U'maschil b'lishon istar. Kiddush begins in the third person. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoisav. He commanded us with his mitzvahs, the third person. V'ratzavanu v'shabbos kotshi be'ava u'v'ratzon hichilanu. So all of this is in the third person. He gave us the Shabbos. Zikaroi le'maseh v'reishis. So you see that maseh v'reishis is referred to in the third person. It's more hidden, more remote. V'hemshech, the continuation, however, zeicher litzias Mitzrayim. Kiddush is also, Shabbos rather, is a zeicher for the Exodus. Ki vanu v'chata, you, now it's the second person, you chose us, v'yisanu kiddashte, you sanctified us mikol ha'amim, v'shabbos kodshecha be'avor v'atzon nechaltanu, you gave us Shabbos. All in the second person, which is more familiar. So the author points this out, harei mitzad ma'aseh v'reishis. As far as the creation is concerned, nuchal ledaber al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lishon hu. We can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only in the third person, he. V'rak me'az bochar b'chlal Yisrael v'kidesh Yisrael b'mitzvoisav. It's only since he chose Klal Yisrael and sanctified us with his mitzvois, anu ponim v'lav yisbarach b'lishon ata. We can use the second person, you. Bazeh nutzar hayachas ben HaKlal Yisrael levin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the relationship is formed between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Matan Torah. So those are the first two. Then, mimatan Torah nimshecha nevoah b'chlal Yisrael. From Matan Torah, nevoah continued in Klal Yisrael ad churban ha'bayis harishon, until the destruction of Bayis Rishon. U'misham v'elach yishtamshu b'vaskol. And it is a lower level of communication. Vaskol shemadugu ayidua b'ruach ha'kodesh. It's a certain level, specific level in Ruach ha'kodesh. Not quite nevoah. U'misham nishach gam derech ha'tfilah shel ha'klal Yisrael. And from there, we have the path of Tfilah of Klal Yisrael b'chol d'oreisenu ad hayom, throughout all generations, to this day, she'anu ponim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'brachos v'tfilos b'lashon ata. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all ha'brachos, all tfilos, in the second person, you. V'anu yodim she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'rov enenu, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, v'shoma u'mkabel es tfilosenu, he hears and accepts our tfilos, as the pasuk in Va'eschanan says, ki mi goy gadoil, who is like this great nation, asher lo Elohim k'rovim elav, with a God so close to it, k'ashem elokin b'chol k'oinu elav, like Hashem, whenever we call to him. Ad kan.